Imagine spending like 12 years of your life studying. You finally pass your final exams, and you proudly take that diploma to your dream job interview.
Only to be told it's completely worthless.
Right, exactly. And why? Because the private company that printed and graded it went bankrupt yesterday.
Which is just a terrifying thought.
It really is. So, welcome to the deep dive. Today, our mission is to unpack a 2017 South African Department of Education gazette that outlines exactly how the government prevents that nightmare scenario from
It's
happening.
a huge undertaking.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's unpack this. Trusting a private school without oversight is, you know, it's kind of like eating at a restaurant without a health inspection grade. How does a government guarantee that a student's entire future is actually safe in private hands?
What's fascinating here is the sheer scale of the apparatus built to answer that exact question. The gatekeeper in this scenario is a quality council called UMNL USI. And they don't just take a private school's word that they're delivering a good education.
Right, you can't just be like, trust us, we're great.
Exactly. Before granting accreditation, ULOUSI audits them against four strict criteria. And they really dig into the mechanics of how a school operates. First, they look at leadership and management.
So, like, financial sustainability.
Yeah, they want hard proof the school is financially sustainable and governed properly. Second, and this is crucial, the school's ethos.
Oh, meaning they look past just, you know, a catchy mission statement on a brochure.
Much deeper. They audit disciplinary records and policies to ensure the school's practices don't violate a student's rights under the South African Constitution.
Wait, really?
Yeah, if a private school uses illegal disciplinary tactics, they do not get accredited, period.
Wow. Okay, so what's the third one?
Third is teaching and learning. They verify that the staff actually have the professional qualifications to deliver the curriculum. And finally, number four, they look at the hard data, the actual school results over time.
Okay, so UMLOUSI audits the school itself. But, I mean, teaching the material is really only half the battle, because at the end of the year, someone has to actually write and grade the final exams.
Right.
And here's where it gets really interesting. The Gazette heavily regulates the private assessment bodies, too. And I was honestly a little confused reading this part.
How so?
Well, why does a private testing board need to prove financial surety and have a separate corporate identity? I mean, aren't exams just pieces of paper? Like, they're grading math tests, not trading stocks. But then I realized, wait, if a testing board goes bankrupt?
Then the students lose everything.
Exactly. Assessment bodies are legally mandated to prove rock-solid financial stability because the risk is just catastrophic.
Yeah, that makes sense.
If a private testing board suddenly folds in the middle of the academic year, thousands of students' hard-earned qualifications are stranded. Years of work just evaporate.
That is awful. So how do they stop that?
To prevent this, UMNLUSI requires the testing board to be a completely separate legal entity. So if a parent company tanks, the testing board doesn't go down with it.
Oh, I see. That makes a lot of sense. It protects the integrity of the certificate itself. It does. The stakes are so incredibly high that once an assessment body gets provisional accreditation, they are actually required to have a full 12-month lead time just to plan.
Wait, a full year of planning before a single test is handed
Yeah,
out?
before they can conduct their first formal examination.
That sounds like a logistical nightmare.
It is. I mean, they have to prove they have the secure infrastructure to write, print, transport, and grade thousands of exams without a single leak or financial hiccup. It's this massive ecosystem designed solely to protect the student.
So what does this all mean? Well, whether you are a student sweating over finals, or, you know, a parent paying hefty private school tuition, or an employer hiring a recent graduate.
You rely on that system.
Exactly. It's this invisible infrastructure of accreditation that gives a diploma its actual value in the real world. Without UMLUSI rigorously checking the math on these institutions, a certificate really is just a piece of paper.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, UMLUSI has real teeth to enforce these standards.
Like actual penalties. Oh, absolutely. If a private educational institution fails to remedy any non-compliance during these audits, UMLUSI serves an administrative notice and completely withdraws their accreditation.
Wow.
And the ultimate penalty is severe. They are explicitly banned from registering any learners for the next exam cycle. They effectively get shut out of the system.
So essentially, one failed audit and the school's doors are functionally closed,
Pretty much.
which leaves us with a final lingering thought to chew on. If private educational institutions are ultimately governed by their ability to survive these intense corporate, financial, and systemic audits, Are we truly measuring the quality of a student's education, or, are we just measuring the quality of the school's administration?